A juror who disappeared from Senator Ted Stevens' federal trial admitted today that she lied to the court about why she left town suddenly during deliberations. The juror's father did not die. Instead, the woman flew to California to attend a horse race. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
The woman, known initially only as Juror Number 4, and now known to be 52-year-old Marion Hennett, was summoned to the courthouse today where the Stevens trial took place. Judge Emmett Sullivan wanted her to explain why, during deliberations, she disappeared from D.C. and then wouldn't return the court's phone calls. Hennett had told the court she had to go to her father's funeral, but today her lawyer, public defender A.J. Kramer, said that wasn't true. Her father did not die. Kramer said his client was of the state of mind that she had to go to California, and the story popped into her mind as an excuse. In reality, she had plane tickets to go to the Breeders' Cup at the Santa Anita racetrack and didn't want to miss it. Then, in a turn towards the bazaar, Hennett interrupted and spoke on her own behalf and told the judge a confusing story about the horse racing industry, drugs, and wiretaps. Her rambling comments didn't make sense, and the judge cut her off, saying he accepted that she was not able to deliberate for reasons serious to her. Judge Sullivan said he was glad she was fine. Hennett's absence during deliberations last month forced the trial to halt for a day as the judge waited for her to return to Washington. Then, when she could not be contacted last week, the judge replaced her with an alternate. Hours later, the jury returned its verdict, finding Senator Stevens guilty on all counts. Today, after Hennett made her strange comments, the judge said what he'd heard reinforces the correctness of the court's decision to replace her. But Stevens' lawyers said they didn't necessarily agree with the court's findings. Reporters followed Hennett out of the courthouse, where she continued with her rambling story about wiretaps and drugs. Reporters wanted to know whether Hennett would have found Stevens guilty. She said yes, she would have, and followed that up by saying she thought all politicians were guilty. Hennett eventually said she would have voted to convict Stevens. She made her way to the subway, and reporters let her go, but Stevens' lawyers kept following her as she passed through the turnstile. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.